Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the art. And hey, you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you taking the time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. And I do want to say, tonight we're going to have a ball, because this week, actually on exactly on November 12th, 2013, the Lyrical Cypher started. And it is actually a branch of Illusion. So I do appreciate you guys supporting for 7 whole years all over the world. I appreciate 242 Bahamas, London. You guys have been rocking with me since 2010. You guys are amazing. London, Paris. We got people in Australia, Nigeria, all over the United States. I just appreciate the love, support, you know, all over the world. We even got people in Chile that are listening. So I just want to let you guys know, see you. Even if I can't see you on the line, I see the stats. I see the smartphones, I see the Androids, I see the iPads, the iPhones who are rocking with me. And like I say, feel free, if you want to get on the line, show us who you are. Get on this line and share your gift at 323-642-1532. Again, that's 323-642-1532. And for anybody who wants to get on the mic, feel free to share your gift, whether it's singing, poetry, comedy, rapping. Whatever your gift is, let's cipher. And let's get it in, you guys. We're going to have a good time tonight. So with that being said, to everybody who's listening via phone, I appreciate you taking the time out to rock out with us. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling real good. So let's get it with some feel-good music.
Yo, I feel like I'm feeling
good.
Old in this
good
joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13
to
9. Yeah, it's yours. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the car pass by, they back in the street. We playing again, but it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and into the evening, my family is part of. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night.
You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn, this is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good. Come on. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, four place, Lafayette so yours, and it's all you, my man, the right one, Ocean View, doing the right thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word,
holding me down,
check, 13 of Nazareth,
in the building,
yeah, and I'm out, and I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, put your hands up in the sky, put your hands up in the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoke to the man who sell crack, cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test, and no matter healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I woke up one morning and I felt a change had come over me. Blind to the naked eye, yet visible that I could see. My heart, my mind, my soul somehow felt like butterflies flying free. And I thought, how could this be when I have a man that loves me and wants to marry me? Question after question as I conversate with myself, what do I do? How can I fix this? The answer was right there, but often dismissed. Sometimes overlooked. And I have to admit, love is not a walk in the park or an open fairy tale storybook. It takes time to nurture and grow. So why is it that at times I feel so very low? Is it because I didn't get the reaction that I was looking for? Loving a woman like me is easy. It's not hard at all. For me, it's the little things, like good morning, good night texts, and them late night phone calls. But always keep in mind, loving the right person at the right time, with some compassion, a compliment, and some sextasy, those are all the right keys to unlock the heart to get us to our destiny. Keep doing what it took to get your baby hooked. Butterflies are free, but that's not where I want my heart to be. I want those butterflies you once gave to me.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
Some change in my jaw. He looked at me.
poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9 my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
Once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, by no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguise yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for, worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9, start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, empty apology I received, with a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs, time well spent, so I thought, only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself, so how could you love someone else? The life you live represents a domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes. Never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon wakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, game played. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
Quote an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts. They're too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign. It's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink. But my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this. To check the braille flow. I leave a mark. I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you two don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look what I made, hope I say, there's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, Shana.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that first round. I know I did. I've been over here dancing, vibing, just taking a little break from working throughout the day to vibe out with you guys. So I appreciate you guys taking time on this Tuesday, and I hope you guys enjoyed that first round. I have to stop and just give a big shout out and a big, huge thank you to Tell Me I Can Radio, which is actually founded by Ken Vereen. A big shout out to Ken Vereen, because without him and his vision, he actually asked me, China, could you see yourself having a radio show? And he offered me the platform on Tell Me I Can Radio. I was on that for a couple of years, and then we kind of transitioned to Lyrical Cypher not being in an umbrella and just doing Lyrical Cypher on our own. But I do appreciate, you know, the growth. We started on November 12th, 2013. That's why I said this day, like just in 2 days, it'll be 7 years. So I'm already claiming we're celebrating right now. This is our anniversary show. I hope you guys are ready to have some fun, to rock out with us. I want you to be you, be the best version of yourself. If you sing, you spit poetry, comedy, whatever it is that you do, hip hop, you know, I want you to be you and let's cipher our gifts here with the Lyrical Cypher. You hear music, you hear different gifts, but we all take time to cipher our gifts together collectively. No competition. We're here to support one another. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own gifts. And even if you don't perform and you have your own business, let us know so we can actually cipher that too. And we can actually support one another, you know, and put out there in the atmosphere the different things you desire. You got some prayer warriors on your team, you know, but we're here. We have fun up here. You know, it's a positive vibe. It's laid back. It's chill. And maybe that comes from, you know, saying just how we do things, you know. But I do appreciate all the support I've had with you guys for 7 years and counting. And I do want to say that Illusions will be having, I'll be posting it very soon, but Illusions will be having our 11th anniversary show in December. I'm shooting for December 19th, and I'm locking some artists in very soon. And I'll be letting you guys know more about it very soon. It'll be a virtual show. So anybody around the world, you guys have been supporting me for a very long time, hit me up on lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Hit me up and let me know you want to get on. Or hit me up on Facebook, Clavette Roberts. You can be up also China on Facebook, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show page. You can hit me up on that one as well. And also, you can hit me up on my Illusions open mic page. So link up with me some way, somehow. Tell a friend to tell a friend if you want to be on that show. I want this to be one of the biggest shows we've ever had worldwide. So that's my vision. That's what I see. That's what I'm praying for. And I pray it comes to pass. And I'm shooting for December 19th to make this all come together. And I hope to have you guys. I'm already saying, speaking into existence, the crew that I just had for the Down East Festival, I'm already speaking that they will be a part of that crew to be performing. So I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate just the vision that I feel like God has laid upon me to be a helper of men, to be able to, you know, to just help you tap into the best version of yourself. And also, if you are creative, create, tap into your gifts, whatever your gifts are. And don't look at your age. Don't look at, you know, time. And this pandemic can be disturbing, you know, but don't let that knock you from tapping into your gift. If you haven't done it yet, why not do it today? Why not now? So, with that being said, I'm going to open up the open mic lines. And also, for anybody who wants to give a shout out, feel free to do so too. I'm going to shout you out and give you your flowers. So please don't be shy. I'm just going to speak to you and just show my thanks for you calling in. So first caller I got on the line, I got a 252 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China. What's up? What's up? This is China on the line. How you
Hello,
doing?
Miss China. What's up? What's up? What's up? How you been doing?
Is that Renee? I've been looking for you.
Yes, ma'am. I had lost your telephone number and I couldn't find it. So by the help of the Lord, I got it back.
All right now.
What's up? How you been doing?
Doing good. I've been looking for you. I prayed for you. I was trying to find you today, and you came around.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm back.
All I can say is,
I miss you too.
Money do it. I'm doing good, lady. I'm glad you are, too.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. You stay on the line, lady. All right. I got my guy on the line. What's up? What's up? T. Nancy in the building.
What's up? What's up, sis?
Not much, girl. Glad to have you on the line.
Oh, you know I'm vibing out with you.
That's what's up. Let's get it. All right, I got Unique on the line, my sister from another mother. What's up? What's up?
Hey, not much. I'm just so glad to hear you. So glad to be back. Like I said on Facebook earlier today, kind of missed a couple, but I'm here. I'm here.
Oh,
always
good,
thinking
man.
Of you.
I appreciate you. Look, I believe in timing. I'm not thinking about this time. I'm thinking about this time. So let's get it. What you got?
Exactly.
For?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. You want me to do a poem now, or you want me to swing through later?
You let me know when you're ready.
Anytime, girl. All right, I'm going to do one real quick.
All right.
I am a frickety-frackety flowing frapper. People tend to stop and redirect thought when I get popping off of the mouth. Explicatives for me sound like dog snot and gravy train. Googly gracious peanuts and other such nonsense in the moment. The gateway cuss word, bleep, this is how my daughter started. She would be deep in thought, conversations flowing, knowledge showing, then bleep, and finish the thought. At first, I didn't catch it, as many songs do the bleep thing, so it just was the norm. One day, we were at a testy moment, okay, an argument, budding ideas and wills, and when all of a sudden she bleeping bleeped me, I was like, wow, you just cursed. Ma, I didn't use the word. I argued that the sentiment is the same. Older now, the bleeps are few and far between, and yet the expression of profanity spoken in harmony, proper format. Does it?
But I'm over here like, what the bleepity bleep bleep?
Yeah, I was like, what? Because, you know, like whenever, because I really, I curse, don't get me wrong, but
right.
But when
right.
I get
yeah,
to doing my thing, there's a lot of
right.
gravy trains that come out my mouth or peanut butter
uh-huh.
or, you know, crazy stuff. And then all of a sudden, she bleeped me and I was like, what? What?
I was over here instigating, right? I was like, somebody need a whooping, like right now. Who? What? Do you need some ammunition?
Yeah.
Do
you I was
need
like, you just bleepity bleeped me.
Somebody need a BELT, you know?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I remember those days. I remember getting caught bleeping, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was frustrated when my sister's friends kept knocking at the door. My mom was working on Saturday morning, and they kept knocking on the door. And I kept telling them, we can't have any company. You know, your mom leaves home. She said, you can't have any company, mm-hmm. you know. And they kept knocking the door, trying to come in. And I got frustrated. And I never forget. Somebody was bamming on the door real hard. I said, who the hell is it? And my mom said, who the hell you think it is? I was like, oh, Nikki, open the door. She's like, no, you open it. Yes. I want to say I was like 9 or 10. But, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, memories. They just kind of bleep right in there, don't they?
Yeah. I was just surprised that she got off early. But I had no idea. Yeah,
yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But thank you so much. I enjoyed that laugh. That was dope.
Yes, ma'am.
All
love
right.
You.
Love you, too. Stay on the line, please. All right. For anybody else who wants to get on the line, feel free. Call 323-642-1532. And I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who is hitting me up. Let me know you're on the line. I know I can't see you on the line, but I do appreciate you guys letting me know you are rocking out with me. Also, feel free to connect with me in the Lyrical Cypher chat box. We do have a chat box. So if you want to chat while we're doing the show, feel free to do that. And you can actually get on that chat box, which is by going to blogtalkradio.com/Lyrical Cypher. You can actually get in the chat box and chat with me. So with that being said, we got so many new tracks and artists up here. I just want to go ahead and get started and let's have a good time. So let's get it.
Hebrews 12. That was his response.
Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost, Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts, quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted to beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you. That everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
La-dee-da-da, la-dee-da-da, la-dee-da-da-da-da. This is the way, miles from each other, heartache and pain, yearns for an answer, time goes to waste. When you are not around, dark and sleepless nights, patience fade, thoughts in my mind take hold of me. I start to imagine that you were all mine. If you only knew these feelings that I hold deep inside my heart. Oh, I could just tell you so. Let it all go if only I wasn't so shy, shy, shy. You could be mine, mine. Am I? Oh, if it wasn't so shy, shy, shy. You could be mine, mine, am I? I wish I wasn't so shy.
Uh. enough electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
Okay.
They look like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
Okay.
They look like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
In my memories, Rose and Hennessy. Baby, she ain't for the streets. Mess around and own it. There's no opponent. Other thotties now I want it. She'll pull up with a Drago. Now you got a halo dipping on you like you queso. You vibe like a dedo. Diamonds in the dark. We never owe each other cause we do it from the heart. It's usually how love starts. Can't tie love apart. Even when we leave our mark, we the sharpest of the sharp. I love on top of the chart. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They look like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So what if we crazy?
Working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Take it back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, see you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep the tight to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. The hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder. I roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need. Give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater.
Your heart, your love, your love shines through.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that.
Propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. Well, you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, fitting free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Thank you.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go, it's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all, just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for the show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style, and until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So here's the go.
And you get another chance, Small. I don't hustle like that. I also like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Damnation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghost, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do it track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal at all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody
don't
gonna
bother
give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feel me? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong, type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you've heard so far. And I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. I also want to share with you guys that we'll be having Illusions 11th anniversary show on December 19th via web. I'm claiming all you guys are going to be in the building as far as be in your homes on, you know, wherever you're going to be on that virtual show. But we'd love to have your support. And I'm reaching out to artists all over the world. Let's collectively come together and let's cipher and let's make this thing happen. I want to do it real big and I've been praying about it. And so I decided December 19th and I will be connecting with a lot of different artists to get you guys on the show, most definitely. But I do want to give, like, I give inspirational nuggets every time I do a show or just nuggets in general. Sometimes they're inspirational, sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're, you know, just food for thought. But as I learn and I grow, I try my best to give it back to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But I can honestly say what I have, you know, been learning lately is, like, no matter what it looks like, keep going. No, first and foremost, be in the moment. You know, I think this moment is the only moment that matters. You know, the past is the past. Yes, we can do our best to make amends with the past and different things, but this is a beautiful moment. It's a gift. It can be taken away in a heartbeat. A lot of people are losing their lives due to coronavirus, due to stress. Some people, I keep hearing people are just dying, you know, just dropping. I've heard several people in their 40s that are just dying of heart attacks and different things. You know, remember to love, remember to check on each other, but also remember to be in the moment, be in the present. This is a beautiful moment right here. This is a moment that we've never experienced, and the next moment is going to be another moment we never experienced. So please don't ever take your life, the breath you breathe, your health, love, peace, people for granted. Say that. And also, I'm actually about to open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to perform. I see we got some new people on the line. I do want to give a shout out to anybody who's on the line. So don't feel shy when I shout you out. This is just me paying homage to you, letting you know I thank you for being on this line. I appreciate all that you do. So I got my girl Valerie on the line. What's up? What's up, lady? How you doing?
Hey, Chyna. Good. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you on the line. How you liking the show?
It's lovely.
That's what's up. Well, thank you so much. Did you want to share anything?
Oh, sure. I got something.
All right, girl. The floor is yours.
Okay. This piece has not been titled, but it's just something I poured out from the heart. So hopefully it'll bless someone as it has blessed me. I am fully made with such a beauty that's all my own. I can be a ride or die chick, but only in my own way. I can love you with an endless, unconditional love that will consume every inch of your beating heart. Yet, no matter how fearless I seem, I'm afraid. No matter how wonderfully made I am, I'm insecure. No matter how beautiful I am in my own way, I see flaws. No matter how much I can love you without conditions, endlessly, with every inch of your beating heart, my love for you is not what you need. Yes, I'm wifey material. I can please my man. I know how to cook, clean, do laundry, all those things. But those things is not what you need. See, what you fail to realize, I don't need you. Although every man has the superhero syndrome, I don't mean to crush your ego. I don't need you to tell me how special I am, although, yes, it is nice to hear. I don't need you to tell me I'm beautiful either. I don't need you to take care of me because I was taught to take care of myself. Fail to realize I was not with you because I needed you. I was with you because I wanted you there, and there is a difference. I can build myself up when feeling down. I can pamper myself to make me feel special. The reason I don't need you to supply me with those things is because if you fail to tell me I'm beautiful, I'm be insecure. So I have to already know it. If you fail to tell me I'm special, then I think I no longer am. If you fail to say you love me, I'm left feeling without love. That's why I say I don't need you. At the end of the day, all the love I gave you, all the time I invested, all the things I've done for you, emotionally, physically, financially, all of my wifey duties and more, at the end of the day, it was not enough to keep you faithful. It was not enough to keep your eyes from wandering. I allowed you to come into my life, and I allowed you to come into my heart and have my heart, and I let you and you left me feeling empty inside, alone, cold-hearted, broken. So I don't need you. I may not be enough for you, but to me, I am enough. I am enough because God said so. The end.
You go, girl.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Get it? That's what I'm talking about. You better spit that poetry. That's how you cipher. You better let it out.
All right now.
That's my girl Valerie in the building. Thank you so much, girl. Appreciate you sharing that energy. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like
you're
Big
welcome. Chris.
That's right. I need your energy. All right. What's up? We got Carlos. I call him DMX of poetry. You'll find out when you hear his voice while I say what I say. What's up, Carlos?
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
China,
how you doing, sweetie?
What's up?
I'm okay, China. I'm okay. And guess what, man?
What's up?
I don't have nothing tonight, China. I really don't, man. I just wanted to call in, man, and speak, man, just to stay in touch. But guess what? I got so much going on, man. It's like writing the poetry is getting a little bit too short. I got them writing books.
Ain't no wrong with that.
I feel like I'm writing. I got so much to say. I feel like I'm writing books now, man. But at the same time, I'm here, man. You know what I mean?
That's
and I appreciate
up,
you playing the. I appreciate you playing the preaching the dope fiend. Every time I hear that, man, it's like a whole new thing all over again. I love that story. And I appreciate
that's,
you, man.
Oh,
and,
man,
and
I
Nikki,
appreciate you. This makes 7 years,
Nikki
man.
Said,
this
hi.
Week.
Huh?
Oh, tell Nikki, I said, what's up? I said, this week makes 7 years. Lyrical Cypher been on the mic.
Yeah. And you said, I'm gonna make sure I make your virtual show. I will be there.
Oh,
this
I was just about to
Nikki,
ask you and Nikki, over there in California. You want California on the map, so I need y'all on the mic. Can y'all make it happen?
She was here.
For sure. Hey, China.
What's up, lady? How y'all been?
Fine, I'm sitting here. It's wintertime, it's cold, and I'm making blankets.
You said wintertime, it's 70 degrees over here. We got y'all weather.
Oh, no, we done had snow already.
It's like 32 degrees right here right now.
Man, we wearing flip-flops.
It's like
32
degrees right here.
It's
cold right now.
Man, we thank you for your weather. Thank you for trading places.
Hey, look, y'all, but look, I want to tell everybody, man. Look, man, with all the politics and everything that's going on, man. Hey, look, take care of yourself. You hear me? Just take care of yourself. Don't get caught up in this politics, y'all. Take care of yourself. Live your life, man, and pray. That's all I can tell you. And good luck to everybody. You hear me? With the coronavirus and all that. Good luck to everybody. I hope nobody gets sick, man, but. Don't get caught up in any politics, y'all. Live your life. Enjoy your life. You hear me? And
that's right.
I'm going to end it with that one, China. You hear me? I love y'all.
Oh, yeah. Man, I want to just say this real quick. I think my daughter is becoming a motivational speaker because every time I get on her page, she got something positive to say. And I just saw this post she put, life tip, work on you for you. I said, let me find out. I got a mini me in the building.
Yeah, you hear me, man? You know what I mean? China, for
yeah.
real, y'all, you just don't realize. You don't realize how much you inspire people just to try to, you know what I mean? You got to.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can get better, man. You got to do better for yourself. You ain't expect nobody to give you nothing. I mean, you know what I mean? So go get it on your own, man. Go get it, y'all. You can do
it. That's fire.
Man, the sky's the limit. God told me I can have anything I want, and I can get anything. And guess what? That's why I'm over here in Cali now. That's why I go anywhere I want to go. That's because I do exactly what he tell me I can do. Anything.
And exactly.
Y'all can too. Do it.
All day, every day. We're going to make it happen. All
right, y'all. Go ahead, China. Enjoy, yo, and y'all enjoy your show, China. Get me off the mic.
I got y'all. I got some new stuff for y'all. I got some new artists for you guys. I'm locking you guys in on December 19th. I'll be linking up with you guys after the show. I'll call you, and we can go ahead.
Most
and,
definitely. Most definitely.
Listen.
Most definitely.
I got you. All right. So we got Unique in the building. What's up? What's up, Unique? How you doing?
Hey, doing good. I got one more, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle all this positivity flowing this way. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
I'm telling you. All right. This one is actually going to go out to everybody who has had a birthday or is going to have a birthday in 2020. The reason I'm not a professional ball player is my aim is way off. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, just in case no one sang to you. Happy birthday to you. Birthdays are awesome when we're young and the world revolves around me. Birthdays are awesome when we're older and forgotten. So it seems birthdays are awesome. Older still and glad to be alive, even if our choices just don't jive. Birthdays are awesome. Here we are, another day older and younger still. Birthdays are awesome. I hope yours will be, has been, and will be again all that you asked for and more. Have an awesome day. That was it.
You better say that, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Guess what? December 20th, girl.
I know. I already know that, but I said it ahead of time. Happy
No, I'm saying you're doing your thing on December 19th.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
So you're throwing me a birthday bash.
Exactly. We got to put it out there in the atmosphere. You never know. We might get some cash out.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure you got the cash out ready, girl.
Yeah.
No,
that's all right.
All right, girl. Thank you so
love
much.
You.
Everybody Unique in the building, I love you too. Man, I'm having a good time up here on this show tonight, and I thank you guys for celebrating with me. On November, on the 12th of this month, will be exactly 7 years that the Lyrical Cypher has been on the air. And I'm so thankful. We have gone from, I used to do shows, I think twice a week, every week, Sundays and Tuesdays, and I cut back to just Tuesdays. And you guys have been rocking with me every which way. I'm saying like the old folks say, every which way. So that means the world to me. And so I was determined tonight to go hard before I go home. You know, go back to, I'm already home, but you know what I'm saying. But before we get off the show. So we got so many new artists up here, but I do want to give you guys, I got some more artists, some actually inspirational artists too. I actually have a Prophet who sent me his tracks too, Prophet Craig Smith. And I want to share this message with you guys. Somebody might need this tonight.
They thought you would not survive, but you did. You did. You did. You survived from the things that they had said about you. You survived from the things that they had said you couldn't do. You survived from the pain that they had cost you. God is enlarging your territory. The word territory also means authority. God is giving you new authority in His divinity. I'm Prophet Craig Smith, and you can visit my website at www.yourmiracle.org. Once again, that's www.yourmiracle.org. You survived all of their weapons. You're in charge of everything because God is enlarging you and you're in charge.
You singing like I can't be filled. I know. flat. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case of me finding my wrong hat. The love is war, destroying those who love you so much more. Then you there comes a time you see yourself, you feel the things that you have dealt, you figure you cheated yourself, and she's the one who taught you never hit.
Rocky.
Baby, this is what you
you waited for all night long. I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long. I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how this your song.
And birthdays was the worst day. Then we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting hot. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, like light-skinned her action. She been seen with passion. Go DJ. Go DJ, this mic is having a replay.
Hey. Yeah, yeah, trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winter.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ,
Phone rocking, tell the DJ, keep the party rocking.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed these rounds. I know I have. I was listening to that last track. I'm actually in that video. That video was actually on MTV as well. Party Rocking by Cardiac Jesus featuring D-Star Baby. And we had so much fun making that video. I think we did that video maybe 2011 or 12 or something like that. I can't remember how long it's been, but it's been a long time. But Cardiac Jesus, you do hear him. He's actually a producer, rapper, the founder of Real Life Music, and he's been doing it for real, and also Real Nation. So, excuse me. Please check him out. He's an awesome producer. Makes the bomb beats. I don't know if y'all heard that, but every artist up here, I just want to say thank you for sharing your talents with us and for allowing us to cipher your talents on a regular basis, keeping them in rotation. So I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines one more time, and then we're going to go ahead and slide out for the rest of the night. So let me check in with, just in case, DMX or Poetry or Nikki want to share anything. What's up, what's up? Just wanted to double check.
Everybody stay positive, keep your head up, man, and you can do anything you want to do. Remember that, you know what I mean? Only you stop yourself, man. Stay positive, everybody. I love y'all. Thank you, China.
We love y'all, too. All right, and we got Unique. Did you want to share anything before you're ready to roll out?
Just that I love you guys. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Thank you, buddy. We love you, too. All right, and I got Miss Burnett. Did you want to share anything before we roll out? Can you hear me, Miss Burnett? Thank you for bopping out with us. All right. And I got Valerie in the building. Did you want to share anything before we roll out?
Sure, yes. Hello?
Oh, yeah, let's get it. I was waiting. I was giving you a silence.
Okay.
So you can do anything.
All right. Just one of the nuggets. Time is free, but it is priceless. You can't own it. You can use it, but you can't get it back. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you have lost it, you can never get it back.
Wow. I like that. You better go ahead, girl, with that nugget. I like that. All right. Valerie in the building giving us some nuggets. I love it. All right. Thank you so much for your support, lady, and all that you do. All right, you guys. So we're about to get ready to close out with the show. I hope you had a good time. I know I did. We do this every Tuesday night at 9. Please share with your friends and just know that you have an outlet to express yourself, whether it's comedy, poetry, singing, rapping. Want to hit us with some nuggets, please do. I love to learn. So teach me too, you know. And let's just come together and just do what we do, you know, spread that love and let's connect, sharing our gifts. You know, we fit like a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, because we're all different. We might have similar gifts, but we're all different and we can share those gifts. All right. So I do want to give a big shout out to, we have a new DJ, another DJ. We got a couple of DJs that call that actually send their tracks, DJ Damu, DJ Benji, and also DJ Melanda, all the way from the Netherlands. So I'm actually going to close out with one of his tracks. You guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep believing, keep evolving, keep growing, keep loving. Stay at peace, you guys. And peace be with you and be patient with yourself. All right. Let's get it.
Like patience, right?